Even though the EPA has ruled dicamba can be used over the top in dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton, some are skeptical. Louisiana Soybean Promotion Board Chairman Charles Cannatella is one of those because growers are not being careful with their applications.
One of the reasons that we had so much trouble before is because it was being used off-label. Growers want to continue to have technology that they're going to be able to use to keep their crops clean. They're going to have to start using stuff on-label. And I'm talking from personal experience. I know neighbors that sprayed dicamba off-label. If we're going to continue to be successful in farming, we're going to have to abide by the rules that are given to us. And that's not happening. And of course, when it doesn't happen, you get restrictions more and more. So it's definitely a great tool. We're dealing with so much resistance in our weed complex that we have now that, you know, we need everything we can use in our toolbox to be able to grow a high-yielding crop, but we have to abide by the rules.
This report is a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.